Father, let revelation be released. Let impartation bring illumination that we may see things all the way through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. Yes. God is good all the time, isn't he? The ultimate goal as a believer is to come to the end of ourself. Everything we do, everything involved in our life, every trial, every tribulation, and every blessing is to come to the end of self. That's what this is all about. The reason why people struggle and get frustrated is because they're still too alive. Well, such and such and such and such. Oh, shut up. You're just not dead. The Bible says that Jesus loves, delights in the death of his saints. Inconsistencies is because a person is still too alive. Unfaithfulness is because a person is still too alive. When you and I have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you gave your life away. Quit trying to figure out your life. If you'll just follow him and surrender to him, his will unfold. People are trying to tell God what his will is for them. They listen to every word. They listen to every emotion. They listen to all voices. Oh, this must be God's will. Most people don't even know what God's will is. And sometimes he doesn't let you. Why? Because his first purpose is that you and I become like him. That's everything. So the only way that that's going to manifest is when we come to the end of ourselves and stop reasoning, justifying, and blaming. Stop living from the past and start living from the future. Stop coming out of survival and move into surrender. Come into an area where you are living faith, genuine faith. Not someone who speaks it, but someone who lives it. Everything as a believer, God's most desire is that you imitate him. Would you turn to Luke 9? Luke chapter 9. Oh, hallelujah. And verse 23, would you read it with me? And Jesus said to them all, everyone say all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross when he feels like it, daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. In other words, you got to lose it first then. If you want the life of Christ, you want the character of Christ, the blessings of God, everything that he has is ours, but we don't get it because we're not like him. But until we become like him, things change. When we think like him, when we speak like him, when our attitude is like him, and when our faith is living and genuine. Why? Because he wants to give something to someone that's like him. Not like anyone else. We're no longer human. We are eternal. Eternal man. So we must put on Christ to be eternal man. You know why people get offended? Because they're still alive. I've never seen a dead man speak. I've never seen a dead man be angry. Never seen a dead man blame someone. Never seen a dead man react. In fact, I've never seen a dead man respond. Hallelujah. Whoever desires to save his life is going to lose it. Amen? But whoever loses his life for my sake, he exchanges his life for mine, he will have life. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself what? Destroyed or lost. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes into his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. You know, many people won't taste death. When they get ready to depart, they will taste life. They won't taste death. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Depending where you are. If you've put on Christ and you're truly living in the character of Christ, you will not taste death. Why? Because He paid that taste of death for me and you. So the reason why people buck, the reason why people argue, the reason why people are people, because they've not come to the end of themselves. Still trying to prove self, protect self, promote self, and beautify self. We are to deny self, come to the end of self daily. Every single day we come, our focus and purpose is to exchange life for life and put on Christ. Amen? In Romans 13. Eternal man. Say, I'm eternal, man. Hallelujah. The only way you're going to put on Christ is the what? Okay. Come to the end of what? Self. That's what we talked about. What did we talk about last night? Sin no more. Amen? Sin no more. Why? Sin no more so you can what? Come to the end of yourself and what? Put on Christ. Romans 13, verse 8. Let's speak it. It says, owe no one anything except what? To love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when it first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, that's self. And let us put on the armor of light, which is the character of Christ. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and what? Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So when we are in the flesh, we have removed Christ. So when people are in the flesh, they remove Christ. Because only one, you can only have one master in front of you. So everybody understand that. You're expressing either Christ or self. And self is the offspring of darkness. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? So whose responsibility is to put on Christ? Ours. But the only way you're going to put it on is to come to the what? End of self. Go to Romans 12 while we're here. Verse 2. Let's start at verse 1. Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? Living sacrifice. So by presenting your body as a living sacrifice, what are you doing? You are making a what? An exchange. Holy, acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. Well, what are you going to be transformed into? Christ. By the renewing of your mind, so that the mind of Christ is being manifested. Not the mind of man, not the carnal mind, not fear, not anxiousness, not carnality. Amen? But the mind of Christ. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you're exchanging the carnal for the mind of Christ, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why? Because it will be manifested. So we need to be transformed into Christ. In 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Eternal man. We are eternal lights. Amen? We are not humanites. We are eternalites. You know, the enemy loves to exchange your ID, your identity. So many people sell out their identity for carnality. In verse 1, would you read it with me? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be what? We shall be what? Like him. Wow. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in himself, in him, purifies himself just as he is pure. So we shall be like him. In other words, we'll be just identical as Jesus. Does everybody get that? But we don't have to wait till we depart from here to be like that. God wants us to be like that now. That's why this is known as the first death. What's the first death? Denying yourself. Has everybody got it? Galatians 3. Galatians chapter 3. And verse 26. Galatians 3:26. Let's read it together. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In other words, there's no gender. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. For we are all what? Christ. In Christ. Put on Christ. We are baptized. The reason why he talks about baptism is because when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we repented of our sins and we were actually baptized into death. Why? Because the blood washed us and the old man had been crucified. We're actually baptized into death, and then the baptism and filling of the Holy Spirit is the baptism where the exchange of Christ comes. Is everybody okay? And that's where the anointing breaks yoke. So you and I are walking, when the character of Christ, when we put on Christ, we carry heaven now, heaven on earth. The kingdom of God is manifested. But see, as a man thinks, so he is. So if you believe you're an idiot, you're an idiot. As a man thinks, so he is. If you are seeing yourself as Christ, then you are Christ. As you see yourself is what you will be. Why? That's why he says, my word, my word, my word. So what are we doing? We're transforming ourselves by renewing of the mind, by implanting God's life-giving words in us so that there is a willing exchange. See, God doesn't give you anything unless you ask for it. Now, people ask for it but don't even desire it. And when you ask for it, you don't get it until it is desired. Does everybody get that? Well, yeah, I want it. You ain't getting nothing, Holmes. There is a fight for everything. Colossians 3. So one of the things that really occurs here is as we come together and worship God, there's a presence that comes so that it assists us in the exchange. So the lack of being in God's corporate presence is the lack of exchange you can do because we can't do it on our own. Oh, I can do it on my own. No, you can't. You're fooling yourself. That's just an excuse. Colossians 3, verse 8. Would you read it with me? But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. In other words, you've come to the end of yourself. And have put on the new man, who is what? Christ. Who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in what? In all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love. Well, God is love, so you're putting on Christ, which is the bound of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be what? Thankful. Let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you what? Richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him, to God the Father, through him. Does everybody get that? So in this new man, he's called eternal man. Eternal man cannot be established without putting on Christ. But before Christ can be established, we must come to the end of self. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Eternal man. In verse 7, is everybody there? Let's speak it. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of what? Ooh, yeah. Well, how's that going to happen if you don't put on Christ? We are what? Hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always delivered to what? Death. Why? That means coming to the end of yourself. For Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our what? Mortal bodies. I can't express enough in the desire of God's heart that says, will you please be like me? Would you please be like me? Yeah, I know I rescued you. I brought you from the pit. And I know there's a lot of things. Yes, I'm going to restore all things. I'm going to bless you. But would you just please be like me? That's what his desire is now. Please be like me, he says. In Romans chapter 2. Now that will take a conscious effort, won't it? It will take practice, won't it? So when trials and tribulations are coming, and they will come, you will be hard-pressed, you will be tempted, you will be chastened, you will be rebuked, you will be offended. That's what you do with it. You're either going to react and open your mouth, or you're going to blame the other person for how you reacted, because you're not dead yet. You know why? Because you've either not put on Christ that day, or you're not maintaining Christ. Romans 2. Is everybody there? Verse 1. It says, therefore you are what? Inexcusable, man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. Why do you condemn yourself? Because you practice the same thing you're judging the other person. But we know that the judgment of God is according to what? Truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, oh man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to what? Repentance. But in accordance with your hardness and impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in a day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds eternal life, to those who by patient continue in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and not obeying the truth, in other words, these individuals are not putting on Christ, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of a man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. Does everybody see that? So these are areas where you and I must continue. Again, it takes effort. It takes a desire to want to be Christ-like. It takes a thirst and hunger to want to get into God's. And it takes an area where you must worship God to get his presence. He doesn't come if you don't want him. He doesn't come if you don't desire him. You can fake it all you want, but ain't nothing going to happen. You'll stay the same wretched, miserable person to the day you die. Distant from the Lord, never knowing if you're going to fulfill his will, constantly standing in survival instead of surrender, fighting for your life, fighting for your future. instead of fighting for the presence and character of Christ. Let me tell you, because in his presence is everything. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, peace, joy, and righteousness, power to overcome anything. That's where Christ wants to get us. Would you please, I keep hearing, would you please be like me? Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 5. Let's speak it, please. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I've begotten you." And he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he what? He learned obedience by what? By the things that he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to who? All who obey him." That word means follow. "Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom he... we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God." Get in his presence. Get in his presence. Forsake not to assemble. Hello? "And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Well, let me tell you, you can't do that without God's presence, and you can't do that without putting on Christ. You will be a person that's up one day, down the next day. You won't know which way is up. You'll be so emotionally unstable because you're looking for an emotion to lead you instead of truth. That's carnality. That is not of the Spirit. Amen? Eternal life to all who obey, who follow. Well, you know, you can't follow Christ unless you're in Christ. It's very difficult. Ephesians 4. "And you must understand something, that when the Lord returns, he can see all those who are his." How's he going to know all those are his? He'll see himself. He'll see who? Himself. Glory. Verse 20, Ephesians 4, verse 20. "But you have not so learned Christ." In other words, you have not put him on. "If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man." Are you still acting? Are you still have attributes of the old man? Are they still there? They should be dead and gone. If they're still there, you still need to come to the end of yourself more. See, God exposed, in other words, your trials and tribulations are exposed your old man. And what you react is associated with the old man. And what you respond is associated with Christ's character. Amen? Again, everything in the kingdom is to come to the end of self. Or you can't move in the kingdom. There is no life of self in the kingdom. Only those who are Christ walk in the kingdom. Hello? Hallelujah. Verse 22, "that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the what? Deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Then that you put on the new man," which is who? Christ, "which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." And true righteousness and holiness. "Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and don't sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil." Flesh always gives place. So if you're not putting on Christ, you are opening yourself up to the enemy. Why? Because you're promoting provision for the flesh. The enemy will easily use you. He'll easily mess with your soul. Amen? Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Put on Christ. Philippians 2. Oh, hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Somebody there? Can we speak it together, please? Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like... Okay, now, if you're not putting on Christ, can we be like-minded? No. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of a man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of what? Death. Even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Like-minded. Selfishness has got nothing to self is not associated with like-mindedness. Amen. Now, there are carnally like-mindedness. Much of that, there's a lot of carnality of like-mindedness. But Christ is requiring spiritually like-minded. Romans 15. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Eternal man. So next time somebody asks you, what's up? I'm eternal, man. I'm eternal, man. What's up? I'm an eternal light. You're a humanite. Because you in darkness, and I'm in light. Romans 15. Is everybody there? Verse 1. Hallelujah. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak. And not to what? Please. Who? 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 Ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of all patience and comfort grant you to be what? Like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and with one mouth, hello, glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Does everybody see that beautiful scripture? Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. Ephesians 4. Oh, yeah. Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. For what? For what? Equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Now listen, all of this is associated with learning to come to the end of self and put on Christ. Till we all, wait a minute, let's 13 say, till we all what? Come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the what? Fullness of Christ. Is everybody, so God has established offices and officers, which are teachers, so that you and I could learn how to come to the end of self and put on Christ. Why? Verse 14. That we should no longer be children, hello, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine or thought or emotion by the trickery of men or demons and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into who? Him who is the head. In other words, that you become more and more and more like him. Verse 16, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Listen, we cannot cause growth to the body in carnal state of being. Only if we are Christ has been put on. Does everybody get it? Look, it is the body of Christ, not the body of carnality. It is not the body of self. It is the body of Christ. So the only way that we become that member is when you and I come to the end of self and put on Christ, that we become a part of the body in purpose and function. This has got nothing to do with your call, with anything, with your abilities, with your talents. It's got nothing to do with that, with the gifts. It's got nothing to do with that. It's about you and I coming to the end of ourself and putting on Christ so that we can become a part of the body, so that the anointing can be released through us, so that we are knit and joined together, like-minded. See, we should be able to think alike in certain areas, in Christ-like. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Okay, let's go a little further. So we see that there's the offices for training. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 6. Are you learning tonight? Praise God. That's what he wants us to do, isn't it? Hebrews 6 and verse 9. And let's speak this together. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish. But what? But what? Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the what? Promises. So what God does is he places offices and individuals. Listen, man, you're not imitating a person's personality. You are imitating their faith. Does everybody get that? Why? Because their character is Christ. It is living faith and genuine. You want to imitate an individual who's living, walking in the Spirit. By walking in the Spirit, you are manifesting faith. Why? Because you're hearing and you're doing. You're hearing and you're doing. You're here. And no matter what struggle, in other words, you want to imitate someone that doesn't come out of the battle. You want to imitate someone that's not a runner. You want to imitate someone that is consistent and faithful. You want to imitate someone that knows how to put a guard over their tongue. Does everybody understand that? That's Christ-like. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Again, we're not imitating people's personalities. We're imitating the character of Christ by faith in that person. Amen? Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. So we don't become sluggish. Now look, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we're not imitating people. We're imitating Christ through faith. And those who are a living faith like Christ, daily denying themselves, putting on Christ daily, putting on the mind of Christ, the love of Christ, the presence of Christ, the power of Christ, and the nature of Christ daily. 2 Peter chapter 1. That's why the Lord tells us to hang around with those who have a pure heart. Amen? Clean hands. Those who fear the Lord. Never hang around with someone that does not fear the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Let's speak it together. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. And his divine what? Power has given to us all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly and great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. In other words, you got to put on Christ, or you cannot be a partaker. Amen? Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through what? Lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. In other words, you got control over self. Self doesn't have control over you anymore. To self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, in other words, because these are the area of putting on Christ, these are fruits of that, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is what? Short-sighted, because they're not putting on Christ. Even to blindness, and have forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never be what? You'll never stumble. Never stumble. You'll never stumble. Did Christ stumble? No. No. So when we stumble, did we put on Christ? No. Sometimes we exchange Christ for things of the world and not even know it. We exchange Christ for self. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it's right. As long as I am in this tent to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Oh, hallelujah. Divine nature. Divine. Again, here we go again. You must come to the end of yourself to be able to put on Christ so that the mind of Christ, the will of Christ, the character of Christ, the divine nature of Christ, the power of Christ, and then the favor of Christ. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. In verse 12, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the camp. Therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Why would he want you to always maintain the sacrifice of praise on your lips? Because it's always trying to maintain his presence, which is going to maintain his character, because without his presence, you can't. Amen? Ooh, yeah. Verse 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who might give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Those who rule under you, in other words, they should be good imitations to you. Does everybody understand that? And it's not an area of rule, it's an area of example. There should always be an area of example, an area example of carrying the character of Christ. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't that why Jesus saved me and you? So that we could come to the end of ourselves to put on Christ and walk in his divine nature and power and love. Amen? But again, I encourage you to hang out with those who are stable, not unstable. Why associations bring what? Impartations. Philippians 3. Philippians 3. In verse 8. Let's speak it, please. Okay, this is where we got to reach. This is where we got to get. He says this. He says, yet in all, I also count all things what? Loss. For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. I count all things what? Loss. So that means you must no longer look back, no matter what's what. Anything come out from among them. Amen. All things are loss. It doesn't mean that we can't go to the movies. It doesn't mean we can't play sports. But we don't do it the same way we used to. It's in a different character. That doesn't mean you don't go out and get a job. It's in Christ's character now. Everything's associated with Christ's character. There's no cheating. There's no manipulating. There's no exaggerating. Hello? There's no stealing, no nothing. There's being honest in everything. Honesty. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Where am I? Okay. Let's do verse 8 again. Yet indeed I also count it all loss for the excellence of the Lord of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as what? Rubbish. That I may gain what? Christ. That I may put more Christ on. And be found where? In Him. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. In other words, I am consistent. I won't quit and I won't come out of the battle. I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to apprehend it, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example. This is Paul writing, right? He says, why? Because who's he imitating? Christ. So he says, brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you even weeping that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will what? Transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. And I want to close at Ephesians 5. Eternal man. Doesn't the word tell us in Mark 16, it says, in those who follow me, these signs will follow them. It says the first thing, and they will cast out demons, right? Hello. Didn't Jesus cast out demons? Did He lay hands on the sick? Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. So if you're at work and somebody starts going into seizures, don't call 911 first. First lay your hands on that person, cast out the deaf and dumb spirit, then call 911. Hello? Stay in the spirit. Don't let things distract you. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Is everybody there? Therefore, be what? Imitators of God is what? Come on, man. What does that say? Be imitators of who? Oh. Be imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a what? Sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather what? Giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Why? Because he's not put on Christ. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose it. Expose it. Expose it. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk what? Circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? The days are what? Evil. And do not be what? Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be what? Drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the what? The Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody. Where? In your heart. That's why you're able to keep praise on your lips. Amen? Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in where? The fear of God. Eternal man. Turn to your neighbor. I'm eternal man. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let this seed be protected by the blood of the Lamb. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And let the identity of Christ be expressed through each and every one of us as you continue to help us come to the end of self. Let praises continue to be in our mouth and our head always set towards you. Grant us vision and sight and guide us in the path of your righteousness. And lead us to those, Lord, that are in need of seeing you, that they may see you in us all the days of our life. And to you be all the glory, Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be blessed.